You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Dr. Alice Longley has been working with a group of Chilean artists across the pandemic on a collaborative art project that combines thinking across the southern axis to illustrate how we think about art as an essential service in times of crisis and political repression. Producer Alex spoke to Dr. Alice Longley from the University of Auckland about this project.
Could you please briefly explain the project you've been undertaking during the pandemic to collaborate with artists despite borders being closed?
Yes, sure. So I have been working with a group of Chilean artists since 2017, and our project was really about how to create a kind of axis of connection that is from south to south. So we're sort of trying to work, we're interested in ideas around like the global south. There's a theoretical term like epistemologies of the south, which are about sort of resisting the kind of influence of Europe and the Northwest and North America as being the kind of sites that define what knowledge is. I'm thinking, well, what happens if we create this kind of connection between the southern kind of axis of thinking, and we're thinking around the idea of decolonization. So really thinking around what kind of knowledges we can create from between Aotearoa and Chile.
So Alice, obviously this project comes about after a long history of collaboration with these artists. What was this project about?
This project was about how to think around art as an essential service in times of emergency, but also how artists can create new languages in times of sort of political repression or political control. So all over the world we saw different kind of political controls happening where, you know, the borders were closing, and it became really difficult to be able to dwell together, to be together, you know, to leave houses with all the quarantines happening. So we were like, well, it's really important in this time that artists develop their own kind of languages to move beyond the restrictions that are happening to us in all our various ways in different countries. So we developed a series of projects. The first one was a postal project, which is kind of a simple project where we created an envelope that then travelled around the world via a series of artists. So each envelope would go to 5 artists across the world, starting with me as artist one, and then there'd be 3 artists in different continents, and then land with Max in Chile was the idea. And the envelopes themselves are artworks. So my partner, Jeffrey Holdaway, is a watercolour artist. So we made the envelopes really beautiful from the outside so that postal workers could like have a little moment of joy as they process the envelope.
With a project like this, you're trying to collaborate with artists and create a connection that is based predominantly on, as you say in your words, touch, on this idea of physically exchanging things. And that can take, as it did, quite a long time, given the constraints of COVID. How was that different? And how was that experience different from, say, collaborating with artists digitally online, where you have instant exchange of information, but without that question of, without that matter of touch, of that physical nature?
Yeah, the material aspect of that post project was so important. I think just the experience of having an object arrive at your house into your post box from a place far away during that time of lockdown, I think people reported that it was just really delightful and really inspiring and just encouraging to feel like you were still part of something at this time when you felt cut off from your practice, you know, with your galleries closed and all the things that artists were experiencing. And I think to be able to hold something and then to also make something and place it alongside the work of others in an actual physical form really is a very different experience of connection and being part of something to digital. And the project also had a digital element. So Max made a map. He made a digital map that we sent to over 50 artists across the world and asked them to make an intervention on the map that they could choose and then digitize it and send it back to him as a JPEG. And so we have this collection of digital works as well, which we've also, you know, collected from every continent of the world, and they sit alongside the physical. And the thing about the postal project was that we lost half the work. So 10 out of the 20 envelopes have disappeared in transit and we have no idea where they are. But that element of loss and precariousness is really part of the work, so that the works that have made it all the way to Santiago are just, they were, each one is like a little miracle. And then the digital works, of course, then you can have faith that the work will arrive and that it's so fast that it feels much more consistent, you know, and possible. You're not always kind of holding this idea of loss. But, of course, you don't get to touch the thing physically and to feel the indentations that the tools make in the surface, you know, and you can't keep a physical thing and move it around your house and put it in your bookshelf, you know, like you can with the postal project. So each of the projects works, you know, it has its own constraints and affordances.
Interesting. And I guess as an artist, you know, how was your connection to the work different with the digital aspect of the project versus that physical aspect?
Well, the digital aspect of the project then grew and generated its own logic. So I then started collaborating because we have we were then offered a show at the Museum of Contemporary Art Santiago in Chile that's happening in July now. And I was like, oh, there's such a good chance that our show will never happen. So we need to make a digital version of it so that it can happen regardless. So then I collaborated with digital artists, Dot Dot, Kate Stevenson and Chris White. And we created a digital exhibition space that has its own kind of virtual logic. So it's kind of part Zoom call, part digital game, like co-gaming space, and part art exhibition. So you go through a series of rooms through this kind of portal practice, and you're kind of in the artwork digitally. So, and then we created a live stream theatre within the digital space so that you could, we were performing live in the digital exhibition, and we could have little performances inside our digital exhibition. And that, of course, was amazing because we made little videos and we developed the digital maps into kind of a digital game space. And that created another opportunity and another kind of way in which we could connect in real time with artists from different parts of the world. So we had one performance where we had people from Argentina, Chicago, Tamaki, Makoto, Santiago, New York, and we were all, oh, Sweden, Australia, and we were all connecting with each other and performing together like in real time. And people could be watching from anywhere in the world through the online portal. And yeah, that was really, again, a way to connect, to feel like you're part of somebody else's world, that your world goes beyond just your bedroom or just your house or just the place that you're in, you know, in lockdown living. And it was kind of magical in its own way. So the digital really opened spaces for us to grow our practice, as did the postal project, but each one had its own kind of logic.
That was Dr. Alice Longley, Associate Professor of Dance Studies at the University of Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.